Yeshiach Azav and Parakei Mishnah Zion Hanogea Bezorgo Shozo Uveruka Beshech Bazaro Bememe Raglov Ubedam Hanito. Somebody who touches the Mishnah that comes from Azav, or the saliva of Azav, or the semen of Azav, or the urine of Azav, or the blood of Anito. While he is touching one of these things, he is considered an Abatuma, as if he is touching the Zav and the Nida itself, and Mitame Shnayim Upaiso Echad, he would be Mitame 2 and Pasal 1, meaning to say that since he is an Abatuma and his clothing are Tame, so too anything he touches would become a Rishon Latuma, and that Rishon Latuma would subsequently make something else a Sheni Latuma, and the Sheni Latuma, if it came into contact with Truma, would Pasal Latuma, making it into a Shlish, Perash. But if the person is no longer in contact with any of these things, Mitame Echad Upaiso Echad, now he is a Rishon Latuma, he would be Mitame one other thing, making it into a Sheni, and that Sheni, if it came into contact with Truma, would Pasal Truma, making it into a Shlishi. Echad HaNogea, V'Echad HaMesu. This halacha would be true, whether he's touching one of these things, or whether he's causing one of these things to move, while he is causing it to move, or while he is touching it, he is an Av HaTuma. Now the Mishnah over here doesn't mention Echad HaNogea, V'Echad HaNisa, whether he is carrying or being carried by it. As the halacha by one of these things is that Noisei or Nisa, by carrying or being carried by one of these things, he would not become Tame unless it's also causing it to move. So therefore the Mishnah does not mention Noisei and Nisa, it only mentions Nogea and Mason. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afa Noisei. Rabbi Eliezer said that which somebody causes one of these things to move becomes Tame, that's only if he is carrying it. If he is carrying it and also causing it to move, then he would be an Avatuma. But if he is only causing it to move without carrying it, he would not become Tame. Somebody who carries a merka above his zav, something the zav was sitting on while he was riding, such as a saddle. The din of a saddle is similar to the din of a mishkav or maisha. When a zav lies down or sits down on something such as a mattress or a chair, it becomes an avatuma. So too a merka becomes an avatuma. And somebody who carries a saddle or is carried by it or causes it to move, while he is carrying it or being carried by it, or while he is causing it to move, he would be Mitame 2 and Posa 1, meaning to say that he would become Tame along with the clothing that he is wearing, plus anything that he is touching at the same time would become Tame, would be a Rishon Latuma. That Rishon Latuma would subsequently cause something else to be a Sheni Latuma, and the Sheni Latuma, if it came into contact with Truma, with Pasal Truma, causing it to be a Shlishi. But that's only if he is carrying it, being carried by it, even if it's not causing it to move, or if he's not carrying it, but he's causing it to move. In such a case, he would be Mitame the clothing that he's wearing, and be Mitame anything else, and those things would become a Rishon. But if he is merely touching it, in such a case, he would only be a Rishon Latuma, and it only would be Mitame one thing and Pasal one other thing. And that is the difference between a merkav, such as a saddle, and a mishkav or maisha, such as a mattress or a chair. A merkav would only cause a person to become Tame along with his clothing if he is carrying it or being carried by it or causing it to move, but not by merely touching it. If he merely touches it, it's only a Rishon Latuma, his clothing would not become Tame. As opposed to a Mishkav or Maishav, a Mishkav or Maishav would cause a person to become Tame along with his gutim, even if he is simply touching. Perash. Mitame Echad Upaiso Echad. If the person is no longer carrying or being carried or causing the Merkav to move, now he's only a Rishon Latuma, he'd only be Mitame one thing, causing it to be a Sheni, and that Sheni, if it came into contact with Truma, would pass to the Truma. And now he says, somebody who carries an Avela, the carcass of the animal that died, actually it means that he caused it to move, as we had previously, that by carrying an Avela, he would not become Tame, only if you caused it to move. Or somebody that caused Mechata's water that was mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma to move. If that Mechatzis had the amount of Kedei Azayin enough to sprinkle on somebody, he would become an Avatuma while he's causing one of these things to move. Mitame Shnayim Upaiso Echad. Since he's an Avatuma, the clothes that he's wearing is coming plus, he'd be Mitame anything else that he touches to make it into a Rishon, and that Rishon would subsequently make something else into a Sheni, and that Sheni became in contact with Truma, with Pasal Truma. But that's only if he's causing one of these things to move, would he be an Avatuma. But if he's merely touching the Nevelo of the Mechatzis, he would not be considered an Avatuma, he would only be a Rishon Latuma. Perash. Mitame Echad If he's no longer causing the veil of the mechatzah to move, he's no longer considered an avad tumah, so therefore he'd only be mekamei one other thing, making it into a sheni, and that sheni became a mechatzah with tumah, with possible to